Showtime.
Blog Talk yep. Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Late Show with Brandy Weatherman.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Up this morning, looking for my shoes. Looked behind the trunk, found the hesitation blues. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Without hesitate. Take me rock away from here. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
He owns a very great antique shop
And December the 12th, Tom, you know this guy. William, you know this guy. Terry Horns.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to find out why he always ends up in Facebook jail.
Probably for the same reason I do.
He posts something, and then a couple of days later, he's like, I'm out of jail. It's like, what? What are you doing? What do you keep doing in jail?
That's because Facebook doesn't have a sense of humor.
I know. What happened to when you can post what you wanted to? And then on December the 19th, are we ready? Paul Eubanks.
Yep.
Paul Eubanks.
All right.
And, in fact, he was in a movie with Jamie Foxx, and he's done a lot. He's held a lot of championship belts in wrestling, and he's a great sports announcer. But who cares? Because tonight we have Aaron D. Johnston. But before we bring him on, everybody wait patiently. What was that?
Oh, I was just on my computer. Well, that's a good introduction, anyways. But you started playing on my computer, man. I didn't even hit the button. Wow.
Now, here I was about to say, wow, Aaron's got his own theme song.
He does
what?
That, of course. You know I've got my own theme song.
He should have his own theme song. We'll talk about that. Oh, that's a great question to ask Aaron. Aaron, think about it.
Okay.
You're with us, but you're not with us yet. He's coming.
I'm not here.
Before we get Aaron on, I do have a little story to tell from my time at Fantasticon in Port Huron yesterday, too.
Oh.
It's really a nice story, yeah. So I'll wait till after Nick if you want, or you want me to go now?
Go now.
Well, I was at this event up in Port Huron called Fantasticon. It's right near the bridge, the Blue Water Bridge. Bridges next to Canada. I mean, Canada's just like a river stream away. And it was towards the end of the day, and this guy came up, and he told me, oh, Tom, I was hoping to see you. I bought a copy of In Rod We Trust at Motor City Nightmares in July. And he goes in and tells me how, you know, my mom always woke me up to watch it with her in the middle of the night, like at 1 a.m. where we lived and everything. And I'd watch it with her, and I read, you know, I bought your book. I love the book. And he was going through at least half the stories, told me, oh, yeah, this one was this, and that one was, you know, this. I really loved it. He goes, and I shared it with my mom. I'm recommending it to everybody. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I don't think there was a bad story in the whole thing. I loved all the stories, and it was funny, and he was asking about, you know, he goes, some were good, and some were, you know, just made you feel good, and some were, it's just like, he goes, you did Rod Serling proud. You did a nice tribute. That was a really good tribute. And I go, well, I got, you know, I'm planning on it being a 7-book series, and everything. He goes, oh, I can hardly wait till the next one. You just got to let me know when it's coming out and everything. And I go, well, hopefully next year one will come out and everything. And, you know, it's when the publisher puts them out. And he goes, well, I can hardly wait for the next one. So it's great. I really loved it. And I shared it with my mom and blah, 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 blah. And it made you just he goes, I just wanted to tell you that, how much I loved it and all this. And I was like, wow, that was almost – and the people next – there's two people, vendors next to me. And it was just like – boy, that's got to be the ultimate compliments for you guys as writers. They go, oh, it is. When they come up to you like that and they're hooked or they become a fan like that, it's a great moment. It's humbling and appreciated. And I wish there was a better word to say than thank you. It's so appreciated, but it just made you feel good. It's like, okay, I must be doing something okay or something right. You know, I must not be too bad
that's
of a writer
awesome.
Then. So
sweet,
just,
man. Good job.
So thanks, Nick, for publishing it. And, you know, just that kind of made the – I didn't sell a lot of books there like 2 weeks earlier, but, man, it was just – I just kind of like, okay, cool. It's just one of those moments that you kind of take in as a writer and appreciate.
You know, Tom, Nick, for – yeah, listeners out there, it's the Nick that he's talking about. I was while I was listening to you, I was eating some cheesy popcorn, and when you said like seven in Rodwood Truss coming out, and I almost choked on it. I'm going, wow, he's got that many, huh?
In Rodwood Truss,
though, is a great tribute to the Twilight Zone and Rob Serling. I didn't know that you had that many.
Surprise.
That's good, though.
I had five, and I had seven and whittled it down to five, and then I took a 3 months off in the summer from June to October, and in that time I kind of came up with two more books worth of ideas, which I've started writing, so... Yeah.
Wow. It'll be a huge volume if, like, at the tail end of it, if I should live as long.
At the tail end of it,
we came up with a inclusive volume, like a big, I don't know what you call it, but wow. Yeah, this actually gives me a good opportunity, speaking of books like Tom Sawyer's and Black Bedsheet Books all around. Next weekend, after Thanksgiving, we've got Black Friday. And the Monday afterwards, we've got Cyber Monday. And so there's all kinds of Cyber Monday sales that are going to go on, and Black Friday sales that are going on. And everybody, you just can't escape it. Unless you have no internet and live somewhere seclusive in the mountains. But you can't escape all the hype about Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales and everything that's trying to catch your attention with trying to take your money. Well, we here at Black Bedsheet Books are the only ones that are having a Cyber Black Fry Monday sale. So I kind of put it all together. It's a Cyber Black Fry Monday sale. Nobody else has a Cyber Black Fry Monday sale but us. Everybody has a Cyber Monday sale, a Black Friday sale. We kind of combined it. Go do the math. Anyway, we here at Black Bedsheet Books publish people like Tom Sawyer, publish horror paperbacks, and hardcovers are coming, especially this weekend. We've got a couple. We've got brand new releases that are coming out that weekend, like Fright House by Fred Wehe, and we've got something coming up by Chuck Chapman again. That's going to be coming up around that weekend, and we probably are going to extend it a little bit through the weekend following. But at blackbedsheetbooks.com, we're going to be slashing our prices, like I'd say as a used car salesman, although this is worth it. Reading is important. Reading us is great because we have, like, extraordinary talent that surpasses just horror, but horror, science fiction, and fantasy. So everybody out there that loves to read, we've got some of the best authors. I have almost about 200 authors. Look us up at blackbedsheetbooks.com and look us up on Facebook with Black Bedsheet Books, especially our group page, and our business page is groovy, but there's more interaction on our group page, and I love that. And exclusive announcements there. And we're getting ready for our holiday season, so we're going to be having a lot more releases and a lot more specials, a lot more, like, crazy-ass stuff going on. So, and I'm really working my ass. I said ass twice now.
That's all right.
You cursed!
Yeah, trying to, do everything on time. So it's very busy, kind of. Halloween was busy enough, but that was for Halloween's sake, and now it's for Black Bedsheet Book's sake that we get on with this holiday season and pump out some great releases, have some great announcements for next year, and onwards and upwards.
All right. That's awesome. Nick.
Yes, that's me.
Me and a couple of the co-hosts, we're going to make this short. You made an announcement to me, and you said that Michael Jackson, anybody can do what he did in You Rock My World. And I told Thomas, and I did tell William, and I did tell Aaron to watch the video. We're going to bring Aaron on, and if he wants to give his
one of his last videos, though, all I said, to, I didn't, like, make an announcement. I just commented. So, like, brief
you
comment.
You said that
and
Michael Jackson
is, like,
that,
like, oh, no. Like,
no,
but
no,
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 I was
no,
saying
no.
basically that
anybody can do
can,
that.
Like, anybody can imitate what he did in that particular video. He wasn't like he was back in the day in that video. I'm just talking about that video, not Michael Jackson. He was great with
yes.
all of his stuff.
That's what I asked, William.
Anybody can learn and replicate that. He didn't
right.
do anything new.
Okay, so I did give William and Tom. Hey, Miss X, I did give William and Tom a little bit of homework, and I said, don't give me your opinion. Watch the video. Do you think anybody can replicate what Michael Jackson did in that video?
Well, let me go with this. I think like a choreographer, a dance choreographer could. But that's just the dance moves. I mean, really, I was watching it, and to be fair to Nick, it was basically standard, typical Michael Jackson. I mean, he set the bar with the moonwalk and everything early on, so I didn't see anything different, but he did set a high bar, and it wasn't anything that was up beyond what he had already done, but what he'd already done was great anyways. So it just wasn't earth-shattering beyond Thriller album, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to take away from his greatness. I'm just saying he got to one level, and he kind of stayed there. So I could kind of see maybe that's what Nick's saying. It wasn't earth-shattering beyond Thriller, but it was, you know, a consistent that's
yeah,
Michael
like
Jackson.
Yeah, like if a professional Michael Jackson imitator like CGI'd
yeah.
himself into that, it would be exactly the same thing. It wasn't anything extraordinary.
Yeah.
It was great that it was Michael Jackson that we got. We talk about him like he's like this big god of pop. He was great and everything. But
I think it was his typical greatness. It wasn't earth-shattering, but it was typical. It was typical. It was what he did. That was his standard. Like I said, it wasn't earth-shattering. That's my opinion, but it was his standard. What he set the bar, and that was his standard right there.
I hate to
and
say
it,
but that was the tabloid pig-nosed Michael Jackson.
and he did
that
all
was in that video.
Freaky.
It was good that he actually did what he did with that video,
mm-hmm.
and Marlon Brando was in it, and what's his name?
Hey,
the Kabir off of Reservoir Dogs. Mm-hmm. That was great, but he had that was so far advanced with his plastic surgery that it had his tabloid face on it, and it was like just, but that's another story, I guess. I guess.
Not quite, Nick, because I'll be the first one to admit that, Francie, I did the homework wrong, but, you know, that's okay. That's just the consistent pattern of how I do homework in the first place.
You still do homework, and you're not in school?
I do. It's an amazing thing sometimes. I watched it, and, you know, I kind of approached it more almost like MST3K. So, you know, so right off the bat, when it opened up, I'm like, okay, look, they're filming it in Thailand. There's a boy toy, okay. There's Michael Madsen. I guess we're going to get some Reservoir Dogs action.
Madsen,
you know.
That's his name, yeah.
So, I'm like, interesting leisure suit. and okay, Brando, all right, that's pretty cool. In terms of the dance moves, though, I mean, all I got to say is look at the modern band BTS out of Korea, and you can see that they're doing the same exact moves and styles as Jackson did. You know, only instead of one person, it's a whole entire group. I think it's like 8 or 9 members. So
yeah, people can imitate it. I mean, there's hands down. I mean, he's the original. He's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But people can, with a lot of perseverance and talent and all that. You know, it takes a lot of hard work, but it can be imitated. I mean, we're all human beings, so we all have like. As long as we have 2 arms and 2 legs and a head and a,
oh, come
you know,
on.
And
come
physique
on.
And
people can
you know,
say
all
they
that
can
stuff, we can like
go.
Imitate people.
All right. Let's bring on another one. And Mrs. Sachs, I see you on my switchboard. Don't hang up. I'm going to pick you up, but right now we got to bring on Aaron D. Johnston.
Yay.
Aaron D.
Oh, hey.
Johnston.
Yay.
I'm here.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey.
All the way from my hometown, South Carolina State.
I'm actually in Orlando right now, but I live in Aiken. I live in South Carolina.
Well, awesome. You're 4 hours north from me, so come on down, man.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a coffee.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Beautiful. I'll get the pod going.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there in like 20 minutes.
Sounds good.
I think.
Oh,
what's up, everybody? How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. I got to tell you, since the last time you've been on our show, man, you've been a very busy man, and you're living your dream right now, and that's one thing that I love about you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's I've been extremely busy since I was on your show last. That is absolutely for sure. I got a new job and quit my job that I had for the last, well, I bounced around from company to company, but the same basic career I've had for 20 years. And, yeah, I quit. So I'm doing different stuff now.
There we go.
Yeah, and, man, it's kind of like you're kind of like the guy that's going to say, I don't think you said take this job and shove it. You did it very kindly, and you're like, hey, this is my last day at this job, and I'm going to go live my dream now. And that's what you're doing, man. You're the star of your own life.
I'm absolutely the star of my own life. And I'm probably the best person to play this role, I would think.
I would think so, too, because you're such a nice guy.
Well,
Not to mention, it's hard to find an understudy to begin with.
Yeah, that's kind of what I am. I feel like I honestly don't know exactly what I'm getting myself into here, but I know I'm jumping headfirst into it, and the owner of Honest Amish has got my back, and he just wants me to kind of learn everything. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to learn everything, and I got a cool little title to go along with it, and eventually I'll figure out what the heck I'm doing with this company.
It looks like you're doing really good because, I mean, every photo that you post, it's like hundreds of likes and response, and everybody loves you.
Well, I mean, I don't know if everybody does.
You feel the love.
Yeah, I do. Everybody's been real supportive of this, and you know, when I first was given this potential opportunity to work with Honest Amish on a full-time basis, I kind of didn't know exactly how the beard community would kind of look at it, because all of our beard competitions are charity fundraisers, so I didn't know if people within the community would look at me like, oh, well, he's profiting off of bearding. And, you know, that's kind of sort of, you know, it's kind of frowned upon because, like I said, everything's charity fundraisers. But everybody's been super cool and, you know, everybody's, you know, they're excited for me. And I'm excited for me as well. This is absolutely a dream come true. And as long as this keeps up, I'm never going to work another day in my whole life. So I like that.
Yeah. And I love it when you take photos on your Facebook page and you're like at a different like state line. It's like hello, and you're always so happy, and that is so awesome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we've been all over the place. Probably the last month, I know we were in Indianapolis. We've been in Detroit. We were in Pittsburgh. We did a competition in Charleston, and yesterday I was in Darlington, South Carolina, and I drove my Subaru around the speedway on the track, and I think they let me do 5 laps. And yesterday I was in Darlington, and then today we're in Orlando, Florida, until Tuesday night.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
dude, close,
William.
Yeah.
You're close.
I don't.
He sure is. You're
close
to
William.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Right up the road.
Yep. All you got to do is hit I-95 and head south for the next 4 hours. You know, or as
no
I put it, grab a couple CDs, pop it in the radio, and, you know, after the third or fourth one, you should be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow we're going to go to Universal City Walk, and I'm going to get voodoo donuts for my birthday. That's what I'm going to do.
What?
Nice.
I know.
Nice, yeah.
Tomorrow's your birthday?
Tuesday is my birthday, but, you know.
Happy birthday early.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to eat donuts the day before my birthday, and then Tuesday go home, do Talking Beards on my birthday.
I love Talking Beards. You and Scott are like the perfect team.
Yeah, people like to say that we're basically like a bearded Bert and Ernie. That's you know, that's what all the kids say.
I would agree.
I'll take the bearded Bert and Ernie more than a bearded Siskel and Ebert, because
we're not rating any movies. We're just making children happy. That's what we do.
True,
that's
but,
a good thing.
But I mean, I mean, in the sense, at least you're not cynical either. So.
That's true. I mean, I'm not, at least. Scott might be.
Right.
Hey, I got a good friend of mine on hold right now. She's been with me since day one of Francine Friends. Her name is Miss X. Hold on, let me see what she has to say. Miss X, what do you have to say about bearded men?
I didn't call in about bearded men. I called in to talk to Francine and to see how she was doing, because I heard you had not been well.
I'm fine. We got Aaron B. Johnson on right now.
Right. Okay. Hey. So, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. I've been on Blog Talk since 2008, so it's a long time. And actually, before Francie ever went on air, because you went on air in February, I remember that. Now, your guest tonight is this, what is this about, hair? Beards contest?
Yeah, it's Aaron D. Johnson. Great guy.
Okay. So he's in Beard
really
Team USA. I missed the beginning of the show. So could you explain it to me?
Aaron?
Am I explaining? So what exactly do you want to know? So just who I am,
I
basically.
Know.
So I'm... I am a podcaster and a competitive beardsman, and I am the director of marketing for Honest Amish. It's a beard oil company. We travel around and do beer competitions, and all beer competitions are charity fundraisers. And we travel all over the country and sometimes the world and help put on these beer competitions. And it's just all a big, fun, hairy, big deal.
Okay. And it says Honest Amish. That's the
– Yes, ma'am.
Is that the company? Okay.
Yep. That's
beer
the company
National. Okay. Well, that's great. When did you start doing that?
I started doing beer competitions in 2014. I watched a show called Whisker Wars in 2012 and 13. It was on Independent Film Channel, and I, you know, kind of got involved with beer competitions after watching that, and I've been going pretty strong since 2014. And now it's gotten to the point that I've done so many competitions and done such a good job with Honest Amish that I was able to quit my job and do this full time.
Oh, I heard that. I love that. People that quit their job for something they love. Yay. That's what I love to hear.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's like always our goal, right, Francie? That's everybody's goal, just to do what they love and not have to take any day jobs. So,
amen.
You know, go ahead. I couldn't hear.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I think that's amazing, and I've actually seen Aaron. I've seen him grow, and when he posted the photo and he says, I'm done, I'm retired, I'm going to do what I love, I was...
Yeah, I love that. That's the best day. That's like the best day of your life when you can do that. Now, you know, like, I'm originally from Cleveland, okay? So they had this thing, Bron, for LeBron to stay at one point for the Cavs, and they had beards for Bron, and everybody grew their beards, and it was supposed to be like, you know, get him to stay, and it was this kind of a campaign that went on. But that isn't what you do, is it? Is it similar?
No, I do nothing for LeBron James.
Oh, no, nothing for him, but I mean, I don't like him.
So,
I'm going to be on air saying that. I really don't like LeBron. I'll have to look up Beard Team USA, right?
Yeah,
that's the name of it.
Yeah.
That's the major, I guess, how would it be? It's kind of like an Olympic team, but bearding. There you go.
Okay, and you've been traveling around, and you've been doing all... she kind of messed me up a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oops. Let's try this again.
All right. Okay. No, Aaron, I got this. What? Oh, crap.
I'll tell you what. While you're trying to think on that one, I'll jump in real quick, all right?
Thank you, William.
No problem.
Yep.
So, Aaron, the last time you were on the show, you actually gave me a challenge to not shave for the rest of the year and to send
you
a picture to see the results.
You're working on it. You are working on it, and it's coming in really nice, William.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My only complaint is it's still coming in patches. So right now I look like I'm actually going to try for the remake of High Anxiety. So my mustache is kind of slanting at 30 degrees.
It's not bad at all. How long was this? What's this, about 2 months growth?
Roughly, yes.
Yeah, about 2 months. Yeah, it's coming in fine. I mean, you definitely got a natural goatee wanting to grow in there. You can definitely see that. And that's kind of what mine did. It just wanted to be a goatee, so that's why I ended up shaving the sides off. But, you know, hey, just let it grow and just see what it does.
All right.
What do you think about it? You think you're going to keep it?
I don't know yet. You know, normally what I do is I just don't shave until I finish writing. It's kind of like my little system routine. So, you know, this one project's taking a little bit longer than normal, that's all.
How much longer do you have left on this project you're working on?
I'm not even sure yet. I'm going to try to get it done at least before Christmas. So, if everything goes well.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So you just write a new book? Was this going to be like your 37th book you've written?
No,
that's me with the Twilight Zone books.
Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to upgrade, so now I'm actually kind of branching out into screenplays. So I've got two scripts that are getting shopped around at the studios, and I figure I might as well strike while the iron's hot. So I came up with an idea for a third one, so I'm just kind of rolling with it for right now and see what happens.
That's badass, man. I hope someone picks it up and makes it into something.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm hoping and praying.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, and eventually good things will happen.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
So,
Frankie,
I'm here.
Are you back? Are you good now?
Yeah, I'm here. let me ask you this, Aaron. What is the greatest town you've ever been in?
Oh man, the greatest town I've ever been in. Probably one of the coolest places I've been. I went to Blackpool, England in 2018, and I thought it was really cool. I had never really even heard of Blackpool until I got, you know, selected to go over there and judge the British Nationals. And it really reminds me of like a British version of like a Myrtle Beach, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe Atlantic City, but I've never been to Atlantic City, but it felt like a British Myrtle Beach, and everybody there kept apologizing because it was kind of dirty, but it wasn't too bad. It was very much a Myrtle Beach dirty. So it felt like home, but everything was, you know, British, and the stores were different, and everybody was still super friendly. But one of the coolest things that we found while we were there was there was a casino. And it was right on the pier, right on the, you know, the, I guess it's not really technically the ocean. I think it's like the Ireland Sea or something like that, but it's essentially the ocean. And we went into the casino. We don't really gamble or anything, but we were like, oh, we'll check it out. So when we went into the casino, the whole front lobby was, you know, those quarter machines that you put in a quarter of the top row and that pushes the quarters off the row, and then it, quarters. So we love those machines. Well, all the machines when we walked into the casino was just that. It was those machines, except for they used 2 pence. It's like basically like 2 cents, but they were the size of a quarter. So it was essentially the same size as a quarter. So for a dollar, man, you had a whole handful of these things. And so we got $5, and we're just shoveling them in this thing, because it's different when you're doing it with a quarter, you know, because 4 of them makes a dollar. Well, this, like, 50 of them makes a dollar, so you can just keep pumping them in there. Who cares? And
oh, yeah.
Dude, we had a blast doing that, and we don't even know if we've even got into the rest of the casino. Like, I guess, like, if you go in further, there's tables and, you know, card games and stuff like that, but we were perfectly content, you know, trying to knock a little Green Army men off in these old penny machines or whatever. But yeah, that was probably overall experience. I think that was probably made it the coolest town I've been to. It was our first time overseas doing a beer competition. So it'll always, you know, be extremely special to us. And Blackpool is a pretty cool town. I think that a lot of Americans, I think, would really, really appreciate Blackpool, England, if it was really marketed correctly. And because, like I said, I never even heard of Blackpool until I went over there. And a lot of people I've talked to have never heard of Blackpool. And I think it would be an extreme destination vacation for a lot of people, I think, just because the way it was all laid out. I don't know. It was a cool town.
Now, if you're up for a recommendation, you know, Blackpool is definitely very, very cool to go to. Another one I can recommend, it's literally almost like a hole in the wall in a manner of speaking, but it's up in the northern part, roughly about 40 minutes from the Scottish border. And it's a small, very quaint town called Workington, and it's part of Cumbria. And, you know, if you want to look for some good beards, you're going to probably find them up there as well, too, you know, just considering how close they are to Scotland. So,
right, that makes sense.
You know, and but let me warn you, it's a little on the quiet side. That would be the only drawback.
Well, that'll bother me.
Okay.
Well, I'll go check it out. We're going to go back over there in August, as long as COVID, you know, lets us travel and all that good stuff. But we'll be going to Rugby, England in August 2022.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pretty excited about that trip.
Let me ask you this. Do you find it difficult to travel town to town, and we don't want to get too political, like COVID here, COVID there, you know, masks, no masks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to travel?
No, traveling has been pretty simple for me. Last year it was a little sketchy when we were flying around and doing competitions and stuff. But this year really hasn't been that bad. Especially after the summer. So when the Delta thing popped up and then, you know, cause everybody did away with the mask and then it all kind of came back, but we haven't really had any issues. The only place we went to Detroit and everybody was masked there. But like when we were in,
thanks to our governor.
And then when we were in Western Pennsylvania, nobody's wearing a mask. So that was a little different when we went over to Detroit. But other than that, I feel like everybody's kind of, you know, either just kind of done with the whole thing. But we haven't flown in like the past few months. So I don't think they're still doing masks, I guess, on the airplanes. I don't know about what the vaccination cards and stuff like that. Are they doing that on planes? Y'all even know?
I'm not sure.
Me neither. I don't know. I know that all the people that work on the planes and stuff and fly them and, you know, stewardess and whatnot, they all have to have their cards or whatever. But I don't know. Feels like everything's getting closer to just kind of getting back to normal, but as we say that, it'll go crazy again here in a month.
Yeah, I was kind of asking that because here we're in California. Yeah, masked up, even if you're vaccinated, no card, we don't care. You better wear that mask, you know. So I was kind of curious. You know, because we're kind of in a bubble.
Oh, yeah. I've got a buddy that lives in L.A., and I talk to him, pretty regularly, and you can tell, like, he hasn't, like, his job sent him home over a year ago, and he's still working from home, and he doesn't go out, and, like, he's super freaked out about the whole thing. And then you got me over here. I'm just bebopping around everywhere and not really caring. And he's like, totally different things.
So, my mom in South Carolina, she's like, we just went to the zoo. And I'm like, what? The zoo's closed here in California. She's like, oh, well, it's not closed here in South Carolina. Oh, yeah, we just came out for lunch, and it's like, what?
You know, then meanwhile, down here in Florida, it's called masks. Why? Are we celebrating Halloween again?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but here in California, oh, my gosh, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to get and I wear it anyways. I'm vaccinated. I don't care. You know, just obey the store rules. You know, I'm going to wear my mask. So that's not why we're here to talk about. So I think it's great, everything that you're doing, Aaron. I think it's great. You're living your American dream. You're the star of your own life. And I think it's great.
It's been a fun ride so far. Yeah, my whole life's been pretty fun. So this is just the next chapter of it. And now I get to go have more fun and get to spread the word of a super great company that I'm just really fortunate to be working for.
Yeah.
Well, definitely keep up the great work. It's, you know,
yeah. Thank you.
I've been following your stuff, and you never cease to amaze. I mean,
I appreciate that very much. That's huge. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I was wondering if you can give Nick some advice. Nick, are you near the phone?
Oh yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
What's up, Nick?
Sometimes Nick's mustache, he gets a little sweat in it. Maybe you can give him some advice.
What?
To make that mustache from Honest Amish, to make that mustache smell a little sweeter.
But it's small.
No,
you can't manipulate it too much. It's like
I got a goatee.
I got a little goatee with a, and I try to keep it trimmed as much as possible, but I'm lazy. But it ain't no fashion statement unless it's like really trimmed the way I want.
There's one time I kissed him and I had a little piece of hair in my teeth.
Oh.
Hey, that sounds more like a you problem than a him problem. You need to just figure out how to, you know, just take it, you know. Sometimes you got to get hair up your nose or whatever to get a kiss. It happens.
Why have
it
a nose? Hair. Why would I breathe his nose?
Well,
I did get a little hair piece in my mouth when I kissed him. What would you recommend for that, for ladies to say, hey, you got a man with a goatee?
Or a beard.
Yeah, you got a guy with a goatee or a beard. I mean, you're just going to have to accept that you're going to get hair in your mouth sometimes.
Oh,
it's like, I love you.
There are lips there, believe me.
They're around there someplace. Don't worry.
What is the best? Come on, Honest Amish. You. What is the best product that you would recommend?
What, to keep hair out of your mouth or whatever? We've got a beard wax that really controls your hairs pretty well. If you have just, you know, a little short beard, and you got some little flyaways and no hairs wanting to stick out and stuff, that beard wax really does work wonders. So you just kind of scoop it out with your thumbnail, break it down in the palm of your hand. It'll take a second for it to, you know, get liquefied, but, you know, it's wax. So once you break it down, you can rub it in your beard, and then it'll harden back up. It's super soft and really, really nice, and it smells good. So that would be my recommendation to keep it. Rogue hairs out of your mouth.
All right. Are there any Christmas specials that you guys are offering with Honest Amish?
Not necessarily. So we've got a couple things that we're going to do for Black Friday. So we got a promo code for 20% off, and over $75, you'll get a free hat. Free shipping over $35. We're doing stuff like that for Black Friday, but as far as Christmas goes, it'll be a lot of the same stuff. Probably we may do, you buy a certain amount and you'll get a free something or something like that. But we haven't really got to Christmas specials yet. We're gonna get past Black Friday before we come up with something new.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's actually around the corner.
It is, dude. The, this year has flown by. This has been the fastest year of my whole life. So weird.
I know. You know, but I mean, that means the flip side of the coin is that, you know, we get to look forward and start making our plans for next year.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. My schedule's already been filling up for next year. Next year's going to be absolutely insane. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm ready for it. We're going to try to do 40 competitions next year. That's my goal.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'll be, you know, almost, you know, I don't know what, miss one week in a month, and that's it.
Well, that's all right.
That's pretty good.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's going to be pretty crazy. I think me and my wife both have done 30 in a year, but not, I mean, that's 10 more. That's huge because I know we're going to go to we're going to go to Rugby England, and we're going to go to France as well. So, you know, those are going to be two big trips, you know, intermingled with all these trips all over the United States. I've already got my schedule pretty well mapped out. I don't have 40 on there yet, but we're going to go to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Tampa, Florida, San Francisco, and right outside of Austin, Texas, and that's just January.
Wait, you're going to be in San Francisco? You're going to
be
an hour
in San
away from us. You've got to come visit us.
Well, come to the competition. There you go. I will send you an invite. How about that?
Oh,
there you go.
I think we will make it.
Yeah, we'll be. It's not in San Francisco. I'll find it real quick, and I'll tell you exactly where it is. It is in Mill Valley.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's right outside of San Francisco.
Do we have to cross that bridge?
Maybe.
You could probably just get a boat and just, like, row across the river or something like that. That'd be way better, right?
It would be. It would be.
Well, now, she's going to be over in Pigeon Forge, and I can admit, you know, a little biased being a historian on it and such, but, you know, if you want to have some real fun, you can always hit the Titanic Museum over there, and you can see how the
Titanic Museum. Yeah, that thing's cool, man. Yeah, we went there, I think, about 2 years ago. Me and my wife went there, and then, like, at the end of the tour, you stick your arm in the water, and it's supposed to be, you know, the same temperature as the water was that they all fell in or whatever. Dude, that's crazy.
Yep.
I can't imagine falling in that water. It was awful.
Oh, I know. You know, but, you can always have some fun over there and, you know, see how they are, how they pulled off the Edwardian beards.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I could put you in touch with the head stewardess over there if you'd like. She's in my friend's network, Facebook. Yeah. She runs story time on Thursdays. So whenever there's a guest in the city, she always has them on to interview and such.
Oh, that's badass. Yeah, hook us up. I'll talk to her.
I'll be happy to.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I like Pigeon Forge. It's a cool town. We try to get up there about once a year. We usually stay up in Gatlinburg, but we'll wander down to Pigeon Forge and stuff. It seems a little bit more laid back, and you can actually drive to places instead of just being all crammed and on top of each other like it is up in Gatlinburg. But, you know, both of them have their ups and downs. I really like Gatlinburg a lot. It's pretty cool.
And, I mean, yeah, I admit, between Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, I mean, it's like those are the two parts of Tennessee where when people say hi, they actually mean it.
You know, absolutely. Yeah, it's extremely friendly right through there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, you can't go wrong with that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. it should be in a very exciting year next year.
Oh, it sounds like it.
And I'm still kind of, you know, just feel my way through and figuring out exactly what I'm supposed to be doing with this this new career here. Every time I talk to the owner of the company, he's like, "You'll figure it out. You know, we'll just take your time. You'll figure out exactly what we're doing here." And I'm like, "All right, well." So he's going to be patient. So that's cool.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm just learn whatever I can learn and see where this goes, I guess. But I'm figuring out what a director of marketing is supposed to do, I guess. That's my first goal.
Well, I mean, think of it like this. The worst case scenario, it always starts with a leap of faith, and then everything else will fall into place.
100%, and that's what I've done here. And so far, everything's just fallen right into place. I've had some, like, influencer-type people reach out to me since I started working for Honest Amish, and, you know, I've sent some product to some kind of higher-end people already, and I've sent a bunch of products out to LA Weekly for something that they're going to be doing, and, you know, I'm having fun with it and just trying to make all the connections I can, and you just never know when you make that right connection, and, you know, Honest Amish shows up in a movie or something, and next thing you know, everybody has to rush out and go buy it. So that's what I'm trying to do here.
Well, so far so good, you know.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm trying to just go be everywhere I can possibly be, and just hopefully I'm in the right place at the right time at another time, because I'm definitely right place, right time for this deal.
Oh, yeah. Now, outside of England, are there any other spots in Europe that you would like to try to get to?
Yeah, I would just like to go all over Europe, really. But as far as competitions go, there's a German Nationals that's every other year. But that one's going to be
German
tough because
Nationals.
I don't – yeah, that's the big one, because that's – basically where competitive bearding was born was in Germany. But that is, to me, that's a little scary because I don't speak German at all, and I would just be completely lost. So I don't know. I guess they probably do, like when we went over to Belgium, everybody just spoke multiple languages like it was nothing. So I kind of assume Germany would be the same way, but I'm not sure. But I think that would be a cool place to go.
Yeah, we can always hope. I mean, I'll be the first to admit my German is about as limited as it gets outside of Rammstein, Bratwurst, and beer.
Rammstein.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my German word too. that's about all I got. But
yeah,
when we go over to France, luckily my wife took 4 years of French in high school, and she still remembers some of it, so we should be able to be somewhat okay in France.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, at least I hope so. She acts like she can speak French pretty good, and she's got me fooled if she can't, so I think we'll be okay over there, I guess. We'll see.
Nope. I mean, you know, now I guess if you really want to push the competition a little bit, although you may have to brush up on the on the French part, or ask your wife to be ready on hand just in case. But
right.
You can always even try over in Tunisia, over in North Africa, where it's actually probably a French speaking country.
Yeah, I'll look into that too. We'll just try to go everywhere. How about that?
That'll work.
So. Yeah, there you go. But I think that'd be some good stuff to get off the old checklist of places we visited together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm I mean, not to mention, it'd be kind of fun in its own sense to just to show the call it like the proverbial Amish road trip.
There you go. Amish road trip. That'd take a long time, right?
Miss X has another question for you, Aaron. I'm gonna bring your back on.
I have another answer. Okay.
Yeah. I was asking a few questions, but I don't know if you heard me or not. But I was looking at the website, and you have soap on there too, organic soap.
Yes, ma'am. Completely.
Oh,
organic.
I
want to
get some. I'm definitely okay. Well, I'm gonna order some.
Okay. Awesome.
You got a new customer.
You get 15% off. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, the soap.
Okay.
Soap's nice. and I'm not just saying that. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And a little trick that I was told, if you order the original or the slick, you can actually use it to shave with. And one of the ladies that was coming to one of the beard shows, she actually told me that. She's like, I've been doing it for years. And she's like, so
wow.
I did some research, and the original and the slick both have a really high clay content. And so that allows the lather to kind of sit on your skin, and you can utilize it to shave with, is because of that clay.
Okay. Okay. And then I know a couple people that watch this.
You notice we both said it at the same time.
Yeah. I'm getting a visual, Francie. How about you? I'm getting a visual now.
I kind of want to shave, because every time you shave your legs, guys are like, oh, I get those little red bumps on my face when I shave. We get those little red bumps on our legs when we shave.
Yep. And now that we're getting into menopause, we'll have to be shaving our face. So then we have to
just grow a beard. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm old now. Are you kidding? No, I think that's a great. I'm gonna buy a few for presents and stuff, because I know people that are into all the they buy all the organic soaps and everything.
Yeah. All of our stuff's all natural. Everything's all organic.
Wow.
That's
actually impressive.
Yeah. Okay. We don't use any plastics.
Aaron.
Everything's biodegradable that we use, and metal tins or, biodegradable cardboard.
Okay. Mrs. X, I'm glad I got a woman on here with a bunch of men. Okay.
Right.
What is the best kissable beard and mustache? If a woman comes up to you and kisses you, what flavor would you want on your beard and mustache?
If a woman comes up to me and kisses me?
No, I'm saying Aaron. Let's say a woman comes up and, okay, you're not married yet. If a woman kissed you, what flavor would you like for her to kiss you at?
Okay.
Maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I'm bowing to you right now.
Oh, my God.
Maple syrup. That is awesome. I'm surprised you didn't say pumpkin spice, though.
Oh, yeah,
pumpkin spice.
There you go.
And a good smell.
You can take the pumpkin spice, and I'll take the maple syrup. How's that?
There you go.
I prefer... My wife takes the pumpkin spice, she'd be, she'd say, get that crap off of that.
No, that's good. Pumpkin spice and all sounds good. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Francie, are you... Are you going to get any of this for Nick? Are you going to buy any of this for Nick?
I think I will. I'm going to buy Honest Amish for Nick's Christmas present. Or
yeah, Christmas, yeah, that's a good present idea.
My Christmas present. It's the gift that keeps giving.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm doing this year. I know what I'm going to actually on the site do it.
I do like their smells. And I'm looking at their smells. And let me ask you this. I did take a sip of Nick, are you there? Okay.
Well, I think so.
Okay. So I took a sip of Nick's soda, and I did have a piece of his mustache in my mouth. How do you stop the...
At the time.
You know, the droppings.
Droppings.
Well, that's what we're describing it.
Yeah.
How do you drop the, you know, like, how does it not end up in the drink? And it's kind of like, Nick, I love you. How would you describe that, Aaron? How do you get rid of those little beards that
the,
drop?
The droppings?
I do believe that if anybody, any
like
woman that takes a drink after, you know, her loved ones does, and they get this little dropping.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. That does happen. Yeah.
There we go. There's another woman that's saying, yeah, like dropping.
Yep.
It's like mouth dropping.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I never
really thought of that.
In my mouth. You know, it's like,
yeah,
oh,
there's
droppings in my bed.
You do get that little hair in your mouth.
You do.
Yeah, well, that happens.
So every time I eat or drink anything, I got to do it with two hands, and I hold my mustache out of my food and out of my drink.
Okay.
So I don't really get a lot of, like, I don't know, droppings on my mustache. I try to keep it clean as much as possible, but I've got a coffee mug at home that's got a mustache guard attached to it. It's a ceramic coffee mug. And so, yeah, so it holds my mustache out of my mouth, so when I drink my morning coffee and stuff, it's not getting in there.
Okay. Well, that's the one way to prevent it.
Yeah,
you
got to reinvent everything you do. Yeah.
We got two women here, you know, and sometimes when you kiss you, and it's kind of like,
Right. And, you know, it doesn't tickle when they kiss you either. Someone told me it was going to tickle. It doesn't tickle.
It does tickle.
Does it? It doesn't to me. It just feels a little furry.
You
got to
get
furry.
By the right man.
Well, you get that razor burn on your face for sure. If you're going to do that, because, you know.
But again, when I was a teenager, I used that thing that they used at McDonald's, and I used that as a napkin when they gave you the ice cream cone, and it was rough, and I used to wipe my mouth with that, and my mom and her best friend said, oh, you like the rough stuff.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, some people do, some people don't, I guess, but I never thought of that happening. But so you mentioned it, that reminded me, yeah. It does get in the drinks.
Didn't you wipe your mouth with that rough, like, thing that they wipe the, that they used on the McDonald's cone, you just wipe that and wipe your mouth with that? Come on.
recall that.
Oh, I did. And my mom and my mom's best friend said, "Oh, you like the rough stuff on your lips." And I'm like, "Do I?"
Yeah. Well, maybe that gave me the idea then.
Maybe. So, Aaron, what do you think? Do you think women like to be?
Have droppings in their mouth?
No, is it, if they like that rough feel on their mouth, some do, and I think some don't.
Oh, yeah.
Some do, some
don't.
Oh,
yeah. I think all women should love it, for sure.
I do.
And I love it. Yeah, well, you're smart.
Yeah, I used to like the clean-shaped guy, and then I met Nick in South Carolina, and grabbed me by my face and his face to mine, and he kissed me, and I was like, "Oh,
ooh,
so deep, I like it." So yeah, I do. That's exactly what I said. In fact, he kissed me in front of the Hertz rent-a-car, and he grabbed my face. And he kissed me, and I was like, "Hello, everybody's watching me. Hello, I like this kiss."
So I forgot what everybody was thinking.
That was our first kiss, and he had the goatee and everything, and
yeah.
I loved it.
There you go.
And the next day, we kissed so much, my mom said, "Why is your face so red around your lips?" And I'm like, "Because I kissed Nick too much."
Right.
And
you get the burn.
Yep. His mustache and his beard.
Right. That's what you get.
Well,
that's what happens.
That's what he should have asked if he could pass the chapstick over.
I did use Burt's Bees after that.
Yeah, Burt's Bees. You are fine. Don't focus.
You can never go wrong with the Burt's Bees.
I love
you know
Burt's Bees, yep.
Make me calm, right?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. It's way better than Burt's Bees. That's what I hear.
Oh. Huh. We got a lot of that. I should know that, because... The Amish lip balm.
Oh, there's an Amish lip balm?
There is.
I believe. Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally on board. Better than Burt's Bees?
Oh, way better.
Gold.
Yeah, I was gonna salt. Please give me the website. I want that.
Just AmishAmish.com, and you can use promo code TALKINGBEARDS to save 15% off your order.
Oh, that's nice.
Where's that from?
I'll use it for my presents.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yep. If you see it says, well, I'll tell you my name. You'll know it's from me. Oh, that's that woman that was on the radio that ordered that.
I'll see it.
Yeah. Get my Christmas presents done and everything. Definitely want to get, if there's a lip balm on there, I'm going to look at that right now, actually. But you said talking beard. Okay, I'm on the right thing. Amish.
Yeah, I really like the talking beards, and I really love the Amish. In fact,
I like
that's
the name.
Aaron, that's where we met. You were doing a live broadcast with talking beards, and I found talking beards, and I'm like, okay, I'm tuning. And your podcast, your Facebook, your podcast is doing really well.
Yes, it's not doing too bad. I feel like our podcast just keeps getting more and more downloads. I think we're getting 2,000 or 3,000 a month now. So that's pretty
good.
Wow,
that's really good.
Podcast downloads, and then we still have our live videos that go on YouTube and Facebook. Like, I think 5 different Facebook pages, and then our Twitch. But no one watches us on Twitch. But we're slowly gaining some momentum. I mean, I think we're up to. Our live shows are up to episode number 145, and the podcast is around like 220, something like that, because the podcast started out before we started the live show.
So and I love it. Every time I tune in.
Don't align.
And I love it. And you and Scott, I mean, come on, you and Scott are great together.
Yeah, we work really well together, I think.
Where do you do your podcast? Where can we hear it?
So my podcast is on TalkingBeards.com. You can go to Talking Beards Facebook. You can go to Talking Beards YouTube, Twitch page. You can go to my Aaron D. Johnson Facebook page. You can go to Scott Secora's Facebook page. Where else? So we stream on the Honest Amish Facebook page and the Beard Team USA Facebook page as well.
Okay.
And then the podcast, you can just type in Talking Beards, and that's, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast.
Okay.
And Scott just had a birthday. We gotta give some welcoming to Scott. Scott just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
His birthday was last Tuesday, and my birthday will be this Tuesday. I think Scott turned 95, I think.
Woo. A lot of birthdays this week. I have another birthday.
Already.
Not my birthday. What else is birthday this week? Alrighty. And the lip balm looks really good. It's black lip.
We're going to end the show.
Must be time already, huh?
Yeah.
It's 12:17 right now.
Yeah.
Boy, time flies and you're having fun, that's for sure.
So is that what happens? They just come on and just end it?
They give a fair warning.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, then unfortunately then they start the countdown like a timer. So.
Yeah, it's over then.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we've had a few cases where we've had so much fun we lost track, and then We couldn't figure out why we lost the guest. So,
Aaron,
hang up on the guest. Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to hang up on you. That's why I'm going to say that they're going to cut us off, and I don't want you to be cut off in mid-sentence.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Well, you just wanted to end it here. That's good with me. So, yeah, everybody, thank you for having me on the show. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Please tell everybody where they can find you.
Where can you find me? So you can find me at Aaron D. Johnston on Instagram, Facebook. I am at Talking Beards on TikTok. And you can find everything Talking Beards at TalkingBeards.com. And you can order everything bearded at HonestAmish.com. Make sure you use promo code TALKINGBEARDS to save 15% off your order.
Excellent. Well, Aaron, it was definitely great.
Nick that code.
Well, like I said, thank you for having me. And if you want me on any other time, just, let me know. And hopefully I won't be traveling to Orlando and forget that I had this podcast tonight, or your show tonight, but it still worked out. I was fine. I was here. I was, got settled in and, I stopped running around all over town tonight. I'm like,
Can I call you after the show?
I'm about to get in bed after the show, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't forget, you're 3 hours behind us, Francie.
Yes, it is 12:17. I'm going to bed. So.
All right, go to bed.
I assume that the show cut us off. Yeah. All right, y'all. Thank you very much, and you all have a very, very great night, and I'll talk to y'all some other time.
All right, sounds good, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Love you
all.
All right,
we love you too, Francie.
It's the Late Show with Francie Weatherman.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Up this morning, looking for my shoes. Look behind the trunk, found the hesitation blues. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate? Blues overtake me, rock away from here. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
That's gonna be fun.